endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God to intercede for you and I. He will never hurt us. So do not let anything kill your roots. Thirdly, and final point, take in through your roots the spiritual nourishment that comes from Jesus. So I put out this Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. I thought of something new this week. I have never rejoiced that I'm being fed and nurtured by Jesus Christ. I have never prayed that way or just go, hallelujah, the Lord is working in my life. I think it's time for a new type of rejoicing, don't you? I think we should thank you, Lord, that you have buffered the enemy. You have pushed him back. Thank you, Lord, that I've been able to move forward. Thank you, Lord, for new ideas in my mind. Thank you for a peace that passes all understanding. Well, he says that in the next few verses. Do not be anxious about anything, but everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, worry, fret, and do not let your requests be made known to God. No, seriously. How many times have we been in a panic situation, and I think of often paramedics, one of the first things they're trained to say when they arrive on a scene and they deal with a patient, the first thing they'll say to them is, breathe. How many of you in situations, and the first thing, what? Oh, I've stopped breathing. The reality here is, I'm going to talk to God. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to let my request be made known to him. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm going to pray more. Because the reality is, then God does what? Gives us a peace that what? Surpasses all understanding and guards our hearts and minds, because often what we think in our brain makes our heart palpitate, doesn't it? People say, oh, I think I'm having a panic attack. Yes, that could be part of naturally what you're going through. But how many times do we hyperventilate mentally? How many times do we get so worked up and the Lord's going, what's the problem? This week I had a chance to remind myself, God, who runs the whole universe, is looking after me and the little Wasega Community Church on the east end of Wasega Beach. He's got me covered. He's got us all covered. And the peace of God will pass all human understanding. So again, I then can do all things through him who strengthens me, because what? I'm reminded that I'm being spiritually nourished through the very roots of my life, through a man who walked on the face of the earth, who loves me, and was willing to die to take my sin away. Whew. Wow. So I conclude, back to Ephesians 3. That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be what? Rooted and grounded in love, and you may have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what's the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. And it's all the fullness of God for all of us. Family, just take a minute. How are your roots? How are your roots? This week, I want you to go out with a confidence that if God be for us, if God can be for me, who can be against us? Father, I just want to thank you for the privilege again to stand before this congregation. And for those who are watching on YouTube, Lord, that the reality of this being rooted in you would become so real to us that we would just be so excited in our spirits this week. You are strengthening us. You are helping us. You are healing us. You are going before us. You're our rear guard. You're walking with us. And you're loving us in ways we can't possibly imagine. Yes, we're going through hard things. And life is not easy. But you're building our character, you're building endurance, you're giving us opportunities for perseverance, and ultimately, that our own experiences of being rooted in you, we then can take to other people to help and comfort them in their times of need. So Lord, this is amazing, amazing process that you're doing in our life. And so my prayer for each and every member of this church family is, Lord, just have them soaking up you in their roots, because on you, the solid rock, is where all of us stand. And we thank you in your powerful name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Tonga, please come.
Shall we all stand together as we sing our last song? Yes, Lord, in Christ, we have been set free from the bondage of our sin, God. We thank you, Lord, that through Christ, we are called your sons and daughters. Through Christ, we can worship you. We can live this life and serve you with joy. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son, Jesus, and down the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord. Now may the love of the Father and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you.